Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Re'e. Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tav Shin Ayin Test, Alun Shmin Tzchus Rufur Shlema, Rabbi Yamin Simcha, Ben Adina Minya Besor, Shechai Yisrael Tzpar Lev Chai Masha Besor, Shechai Yisrael Also Lili Nishmas, Baruch Tzvi, Ben Ruvay Nosan. First idea comes to us from the Tefer Shulmar of Adamska, the Radamska Rebbe, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Hei, Gimel Al Koma Shei Yidcha, Shem Al Keicha Mikol Shev Teichem, La Fimna Shemo Shom, La Shichno, Sidur Shuv Vasa Shem, Al Leads Last Four Words, You shall seek out his resting place and come there. And Rashi quotes the Maamar Chazal, Zeh Mishkan Shiloh. This refers to the Mishkan of Shiloh. The Tefer Shlomo wants to understand what's the deeper idea over here, L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama. When you seek out and you search out his resting place, then you'll come there. And the Tefer Shlomo tells us the whole idea behind the Gemara in Brachas and Lamed Amar Aleph, in Brachas, in the Gemara and Beis Amar Aleph, when a Jew davens, he has to be able to have in mind Yerushalayim. Ha'adam sarach b'chol tefilosov l'chaven slibu k'neged Yerushalayim. We have to think about Yerushalayim when we're davening. But says the Radamsk Rebbe in a much beautiful, beautiful way. He says at the end of the day, these four words, the shichno sidrashu, where if we're actually thinking about binyan beis hamikdash, we actually think about Yerushalayim, we care about Yerushalayim. We don't just turn our phones on Motzei Shabbos, we hear about Iran, we hear about Israel, and just go on with our lives. No. We're constantly thinking about Yerushalayim Yerkodesh. Then Uvasa Shama. Then we'll be zochet to be able to be there for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. When a person constantly is focused and he has the determination and the ishtokikus, the desire and the will, always thinking about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, then they'll be zochet Uvasa Shama. What a beautiful insight into Tefer Shlomo when he teaches us all about the insight about anticipating and yearning and searching and seeking for the schus of to be zoicha to be able to bin Yerushalayim for binim beis hamikdash. The Shemani of the Kedushas Levi tells us by the pasuk of the Shama v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos la'asos as Shabbos. I believe in Parshas Kisisa, right? The pasuk shot is that a Jew keeps Shabbos. The Kedushas Levi says no. V'shama v'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. A Jew not only has to keep Shabbos, but we have to yearn for Shabbos. We look forward to Shabbos. We look forward to Elul, right? As the pasuk says in Vayeshev. The end of Rishon, Va'aviv Shomer Sadover. Right? Yaakov Avinu is waiting for the dream of Yosef to come about. Shomer doesn't just mean guard, it means to yearn and to look forward to. The Shomer of Neis is a Shabbos. We not only just keep Shabbos, but we yearn for Shabbos. We look forward to Shabbos. A beautiful insight into Tefer Shlomo in the Kedushas Levi about the power of searching and seeking and looking forward to. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Imre Emes, staying on the same pasuk and the same words. Another interpretation of L'shichno Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. And the Imre Emes tells us a beautiful idea, the son of the Sas Emes. He says, what's the deeper pshat here? He says, Uvasa is a Lashon Yachid. He says, when you come together Uvasa Shama, then you'll be zochet to be able to L'shichno Sidrashu. Uvasa Shama, Uvasa, when you Lashon Yachid, when you have the koich of Achtus, the koich of togetherness, then you'll be zochet. To the Shichno Sidrashu, be zochet to be able to build, but mamish to be there. The Shichno Sidrashu, Uvasa Shama. You want to know how to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu there? Uvasa. Make sure you're going there together. The mid of Avas Chinam, which has left the days of Av. You can still feel what happened in the 3 weeks. You have to understand what it's all about. The Hachana, the Sramak Yoshim tell us, the Hachana of Elon Yom Noram is mamish the days of the 3 weeks. Right, attended Savaham Kolchem. You come to Forash Hashanah, it's gotta be Kolchem, it's gotta be together, all the Svarim tell us. And this is what Rav Pam said. Rav Pam gave a shmuz before Rosh Hashanah. He said the most important time of Rosh Hashanah, that was the title. And everyone was trying to handle what was the most important time. Maybe it would be by HaMelech, maybe by Tekiya Shofar, maybe by Keser. And Rav Pam said the most important time by Rosh Hashanah is when you leave Shul. You leave Shul Rosh Hashanah. And Rav Pam explained, he said, at the end of the day, it's very easy to crown the Melech when you're in the Malchus. But ain Melech below Am. To be a nation to crown the Kadosh Baruch Hu's king. What happens? Everyone leaves, talk about the Malmanagin, you talk about the Rabbis Joshua, you talk about this tune and that tune, how the Baal Tekiah Shofar couldn't get the last key out. That's the biggest time. Make sure you stay ba'achtas. And that's exactly why, says the Imre Emes, you want to know Shechna Sidrashu, you want to be able to bring Yerushalayim's presence to Yerushalayim? Uvasa. Shama. Make sure you're together. Make sure you're one. Beautiful insight of the Imre Emes and Rav Pam. Moving on to idea number three. Number three idea comes to us from Rav Yonas and Eibshitz in Yud Beis Chaf Hei about the Isser of eating blood. make sure not to eat blood. And says the pasuk of Hey, lo sochlenu laman yitav lachol levanecha acharecha kisasa hayosh ben Hashem. Make sure not to eat blood in order that you'll be well with you and your children after you. They'll be able to do the right, the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, how is it your children are not going to be affected by making sure that you don't eat blood? What does that have to do with each other? Don't eat blood so your children will be good. What's going on over here? What's the deeper idea? Says Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, a beautiful insight. He says, Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, you know we have the adage, you have that what they say, you are what you eat. He says that at the end of the day, each one of us, when we have our children, we don't only give over physical traits and physical midos to our children, but we give them spiritual DNA as well. We give them spiritual traits as well. You are what you are. If we work in our midos, then we give over those certain midos to our children as well. And says the Rionis and Abshah, that's exactly what the pasuk is telling us. Make sure not to eat blood in order that you make sure you have holy souls, the children you'll have won't be spiritually affected. We don't just give over our physical traits to our children, but you also give over our spiritual DNA. When we work in our midos, we work in our davening, we're literally giving it to our present children, we're giving it to our future children as well. And this reminded me of an idea from the Chasam Sofer on last week's Parsha. We said it last year, we said it this year, but I think it bears repeating. Our children, says the Chasam Sofer, they follow what we follow. If we're fiery about Torah, and mitzvahs and davening, and Elul, we're excited by Elul, then our children are going to be excited by Elul. B'shivtecha b'veisecha v'alechtecha b'derech. Why dafka in that order? Because if we're b'shivtecha b'veisecha, if we're passionate and committed and loyal Jews in our homes, then u'b'alechtecha b'derech, then what happens when they leave our home, they're going to stay committed as well. They're going to stay passionate and loyal and sincere as well. But first it's got to be start b'shivtecha b'veisecha. When it's passionate, when it's real in your home, the DNA is real, it's palpable, Shabbos is palpable, Elul is palpable, Torah is palpable. Then, when the children leave, they'll have the real taste of what Yiddishkeit's all about. Beautiful insight from the Rebbe of Yonasan Eibshitz and the Chasam Sofer. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk, Hey, Achrei Hashem Aleichem Elokeichem, Teilechu V'Oso Siyo Yishofal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himsha Yufir. It's mitzvoisav tishmar of the kolos tishmar of also sa'avdu vosid bakum, and then his commands you shall keep, and you shall listen to his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave to him. You shall be close to him. And Rashi say, what does this mean to be close to him? You shall cleave to his ways. K'mal chasarim kivor mesim b'kir cholim. K'mal she'asach reshparuch. Right, Gemara tells us in Sota Yud Aleph Aman Aleph. It says Rabbi Yitzchak of Vorka, what's the deeper idea over here of the words Elokeichem Teilechum? He says, just serving the Ribbono Shel Olam out of emunah pshuta, without any ha'aras, without any things at the end of the day, thinking about reasonings, just serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that's the Ratzon Hashem, that is the medicine and that is the approach to be davak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Want to be davak to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Learn Torah mitzvahs. He wanted you to think about the reasons behind mitzvahs. Beautiful. But at the end of the day, the reason we do mitzvahs is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to. And then if we live our lives with a munah pshuta b'pshitas, then it'll be zocha to uvosid baka, then it'll be zocha to dvekas Hashem, to cleaving and cling on to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is actually a beautiful insight that the MS Yaakov said in last week's Parsha, in Parsha's Akif, when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is talking about the Egel Hazav, and he's talking about the Paraduma. He says, the Iker idea for us to know is that we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in page Tov Pei Dal in Parshas Ekev. K'mosh anu mekayim mitzvot ha'par aduma rak mitam zeh. Shabiyatam ram heitev zeh liman ha'ikar shaparshas aduma. At the end of the day, we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam because we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not for sichel, not for this reason or that reason. Shadei zeh yushash v'levavas b'nei so shakiyah mitzvot ha'torah eino mishum sha'ina muva mesachlinu. We don't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam because it makes sense. And ach v'rach mishum gzeiros hamelachi, because it was the gzeira of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right, the Rambam tells us, why do we blow shofar? Right, we're getting to Elul now. Why do we blow shofar? Right, so the reason is, Uri Sheini Mishinaschem, that's one reason, to wake us up. But the other reason, says the Rambam, is because it's a Gzeres HaKosuf, because the Pasuk says to blow shofar. That's the reason why we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, because the Pasuk says so. Like we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, sometimes we think for different reasons, this or that. Says Rav Yitzchak of Vorka, says the Emes Yaakov, says the Rambam, the same idea. We serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with Emunah Pshuta. The reasonings are beautiful, and that's all the icing and cake. We do it because of the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us so. Beautiful insight from Yitzchak of Vorka, the Emes Yaakov, and the Rambam. Moving on to idea number five. The last, final, fifth, and final idea comes to us from the Kli Chemda. Kli Chemda was a Talmud Muvok of the Avnei Nezer. So the Kli Chemda writes Tesvav Yud. Pasuk says by giving tzedakah, specifically by the seventh year, by Shemitah. Nason titin lo v'lo yere levavcha b'sidcha lo. B'chal davar zeh yivrach Hashem l'kach po ma'asech po ma'asech yadecha. Giving you shall give him, let your heart not feel bad when you give to him, because this is what Hashem Baruch Hu told us to, and it'll help us at the end of the day. Says the Kli Chemda, why have to say Nason titin lo? Just say titin lo. What's Nason titin lo? This double lashon of giving. So in the past we said the graph on the few psukim before, Pasach Tiftach as Yadcha. You have to open, double opening your hand, because you have to realize that everyone is an individual. Like that's actually in a few psukim in Pasach Yudalf. But holding over here by the Kli Chemda, why after the double lashon Nason Titin Lo? The Kli Chemda says the Torah understands sometimes the mitzvahs are hard, but he says the more you get used to it, the more it'll become second nature, and the more you'll see that the more it'll become easier for you. Nason says the Kli Chemda. Nason, when you give. At the end of the day, the more you do, then titinol, then it'll flow. It'll become a habit of yours. Just do the action, and then it will come, and then you'll be much easier. This reminded me actually of the pasuk later on in Nitzavim, and we're going to read into Shem b'Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah. Ki karav elecha adavar ma'o b'fichu b'vavcha la'asoso. Right, the matter is very close to you, in your heart, in your mouth, and in your heart. Machokas Rashi Raman, whether it refers to Torah, whether it refers to tshuva. The Raman says Rashi to the Torah. Raman says to tshuva. Beautiful Eitan Katz nigga nowadays, beautiful Kikarov. It says Rav Shua Bells, Kikarov Yelecho Ba'adavar Ma'od, when it's so close to you, but first where does it have to start? Beficha. You have to talk about it. You have to preach about it. You have to learn about it. Then what happens? Beficha, you start about it, you do it, then it trickles down to Bovavcha. Then it could get it down into your heart. Like the Moshe of Moshe Karin, Hamanti Ki Adabar, how do you build an Amuna? Ki Adabar, because you speak about it. First you have to do, and then it'll trickle down. A beautiful idea, the Kli Chemda, the Rishu of Bells, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, Achar Hulosam Dunam Shachas Alavavos. The more actions we do, then our hearts will become more accustomed to it. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the two ideas of the four words of L'shichno Sidrishu Vos L'Shama. The first idea from the Tever Shama, L'shichno Sidrishu, when we have the proper yearning, the proper desire, then Vos L'Shama. No, we're always constantly thinking about Yerushalayim, L'shichno Sidrishu, or yearning to be in Yerushalayim, then we Zoch Vos L'Shama, then we Zoch to be in Yerushalayim. We said the Kiddush HaSlevi says, that's what we need of a Shabbos. The Shamar V'nei Yisrael Shabbos, when we yearn for Shabbos, then we'll be zoch to have Shabbos. Because we can't just think about Shabbos on Shabbos. We think about Shabbos throughout the entire week, right? B'chidus v'aviv shomer sadover. Yaakov anticipated to see whether Yosef's dream is going to come true. The Imran is the second idea. The shichno sidrish uvasa shama uvasa. If you have the lashon yachid uvasa, when you're together, then you'll be zoch to shichno sidrishu. Then you'll be zoch to be altogether in Yerushalayim. That's what Rav Pam said. The secret of the most important time of Rosh Hashanah is when you leave shul on Rosh Hashanah. It's very easy to crown their bodesham king. When you're in shul, what about when you leave shul? What are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Ein melech below am. The melech wants to make sure his am is getting along. Beautiful insight of the Imre Emes and Rav Pam about achdus, especially this time of year. The third idea of Yonatan Aipshit tells us, why does the pasuk say that if you don't eat blood, your children will be good? What does that have to do with each other? It says of Yonatan Aipshit, no, when we give over to our children, we don't just give them our physical DNA, we also give them our spiritual DNA. When we work in our midos, and we work in our own self, then at the end of the day, we also give that to our children as well. When we make sure not to have blood, that actually that affects our children as well. And this is actually the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, "B'shitcha b'isecha." When we're passionate Jews and loyal Jews, committed Jews at home, then when Jews go out on their way, or our children go out of the house, then they'll be zocher. They'll be passionate, loyal, committed Jews because they saw b'shitcha b'isecha. They saw it was something sincere and something genuine. The fourth idea we said from the Emes to Yaakov, Yitzchak of Vorka, Emes to Yaakov tells us, right? Aruchei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. We have to serve their Baruch Hashem just to serve Hashem. Then you'll be zochah to vov sedvakun. We're not just serving the Ribbono Shel Olam for different reasons. No, we serve Hashem. Achrei Hashem lakicham tehilchu. Just pshitas with emunah pshuta. This is the Emes Yaakov said in last week's parsha when it comes out by the paraduma. We don't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam for different reasonings. We serve it to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasha pshat. Like the Rambam tells us, there are two reasons for the shofar: uri shenim shinaskam to wake us up, or pasha because it's the pasuk tells it to. That's why we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah. Finally, the fifth and final idea, the Kli Chemda tells us. Why after he asked, why after we say Nason Titin Lo by the mitzvah of tzedakah and Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Vav, just say Titin Lo. Because Nason, the more you give, then it'll be Zochah to Titin Lo. Then it'll become easier and easier for you. Once you do something, then it'll become second nature to you. And this is exactly what Shul Bells tells us by Nitzavim. You carve a lech beficha. the more you talk about it, then bilvavcha, then it'll be penetrate your heart. And that's exactly what Moshe Kabrin says. The more you talk about it, the more it'll build up in yourself. Take these midos of ishtokus, the proper desire, the proper yearning, and the achtos, especially these days of Elul, before the Yom Noram, the chinuch habana, to make sure they're passionate, committed, loyal Jews to ourselves, to our families, that the emunah pshuta, and to understand that all of our actions have a deep effect in ourselves and Mitzvah. Good in Shabbos and good Chodesh Shkoich.